The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday. We have Dundalk this evening as usual. And as usual as well, we have Andy Holding on the line to look ahead to the action. How are you, Andy?
No, I'm good, mate. Yeah, I'm good. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. What do you make of Dundalk this evening then?
It's probably not one of their strongest cards, it has to be said. A lot of informed horses, however, run. Horses looking to back up previous victories and one or two other horses running themselves into form. So there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, good. Well, let's get stuck into it anyway. The first race is the 6.05. We start here with a handicap over 6 furlongs, and the market is headed by Your Pal Tal, who's 9-4 this morning. 5-1 for Cottrell. Corker Hill is 11-2. 6-1, Largetto. Almadar is 7-1. 9-1 for Dunard Prince. Shushu Sugartown is 9-1 and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Your Pal Tal, Andy, won over 5 furlongs here at Dundalk last time, relatively comfortably as well. A previous course and distance winner, so the step up to 6 shouldn't really inconvenience him. Do you see him as the one to beat?
I do, yeah. I think he's one of the most obvious and straightforward bets on the card, really. It's a case of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. He's beaten several of these horses that he reopposes with tonight quite comfortably in recent times. As you say, he's quite flexible with regard to trip. He managed to win over 5, dropping back down from his run the time before over 6 when he bumped into the well-handicapped Grey Danube. And he comes out very strongly in my figures as well. His last 3 runs, he's got the top figures. I've got 86, 84, 85 on my sheet for him. Reasonably well drawn. Gets on well with the young apprentice that rides him, Donna O'Connor. And he's just so reliable in this grade that it is very, very difficult to look beyond him, really. I think the 9-4 from William Hill this morning will be very much under fire come near the off. I see him more as a 6-4, 7-4 chance. And I think he should get punters off to a decent start. Also keeping on that Annie Irish, that horse which I've been sort of banging on about for the last week or two. She's been a constant selection from yours truly. I'm not sure whether dropping back to 6 furlongs is very what she wants, but I think there's a race in her somewhere along the line off a mark of 58. I think she'll be winning sooner rather than later, but like I say, whether it is over this trip would certainly be open to question. But Your Pal Tal sets a really good standard. He's in great form, and I think his good form will continue.
Get Your Pal Tal in the first race at Dundalk this evening. The second is the 6.35, and this one is a 3-year-old handicap over 6 furlongs, and 5 of them in the lineup, and not really too much between them in the betting. Arterial is 5-2, 11-4 for Showcard. Ace of Hearts and Surrey Pink are both 4-1, sorry, and Our Man Phil is 5s. Quite a tricky race, Andy. Who would you like in the 6.35?
Well, the ones who've had a run here all look fairly modest. I don't think there's anything with a massive amount of upside. Surrey Pink ran reasonably well in a hot maiden here last week. It's a very good race won by Charlie Bear. I nominated a horse that was back from 14s into 5-2, which managed to get itself out of the frame and finish 4th. But Period Piece had gone into there very strongly fancied, and Charlie Bear had got a bit of form. That run is probably about the best run so far on the figures, which tells you pretty much the complexities of this race, because that horse is the outsider of the 5, but only at 9-2 currently. So, like I say, I think this race is very much wide open. Be interesting to see what John Fien can do with Showcard, a horse used to be trained by Gary Moore in the UK. Some decent form as well, and a winner at Goodwood as well on a soft surface on its second start. She could be particularly well handicapped here now, switching codes. And we know what this trainer can do as well with horses like Prince Connoisseur and Strategic Heights flying the flag for this particular yard in the last year or so. Certainly knows what it does to, or what it takes to train a winner here at Dundalk. So I'll probably play the 2 against the field, really. The kind of unknown quantity of show card at 11-4, but that could well turn out to be a decent price if the trainer sprinkled his magic dust over the horse. And the other one who ran really well here last week, 7 days ago, I know it was only an eighth, but it still comes out very well on my figures. And at 5-1, Surrey Pink, I think, could also outrun its odds.
Okay, a couple against the field then in the 6:35. The 7:05 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs, and Fastidious is 3-1 at the top of the market. 100-30 for Elusive in Paris. Marble Statuette is 5-1 with Sassaway and Wish You Were Here. Artistic Integrity is 10-1, and Have a Nice Day also at tens. Fastidious is quite interesting, Andy, because the drop back to 6 furlongs didn't work last time, but the second over this trip, over this course and distance, the time before, has been franked subsequently as well. And if he reproduces that, would that be good enough to win this?
Yeah, that probably would be the best back, the pick of the form, wouldn't it, in recent times. That run behind Captain George we've seen has been highlighted by the winner, as you mentioned, who won at Lingfield last week for Tracy Collins. And on the evidence of what we saw at the Surrey venue, that Captain George, I think, will be very much a big player in the all-weather final championships later on in the season. So Fastidious, in chasing that horse home, has obviously run up to a very good standard. Comes out really well on my numbers as well off that. As you mentioned, the drop back to 6 didn't work the other day behind the likes of Grey Danube and Your Pal Tal to inform horses, but certainly wasn't disgraced anyway to finish 5th. Just didn't have the speed of those genuine good 6-furlong horses. And he's a regular winner here as well at Dundalk. So he probably does set a good standard and he's a worthy favourite. The one horse that sort of stands out to me here as well is Elusive in Paris. If ever a horse deserves to get his head in front, it's this horse. A real strong, smooth traveller in his races. And how he hasn't won a race this campaign is still an absolute mystery, because he's had several of those races basically tucked away in his pocket, only for him to chuck it away on more than one or two occasions. Particularly that run behind the Dancing Lord early on in the season. He swept to the front and I thought he was going to win 100 yards, and he ended up getting beat. And he got mowed down by Shabra Emperor on his last run. But having done the sectional times and the overall times on that particular race, it wasn't a great surprise that he actually got done by Anthony McCann's charge on that particular occasion, because that horse produced an incredible number on that night, certainly not befitting a horse of his rating. And I'd certainly give Elusive in Paris, despite the drop up, the step back up in class, if you like, here, to run a huge race. Like I say, he's a very smooth traveller. I certainly think he's going to win sooner rather than later, and hopefully tonight might be his day. But I do make it between the two. Obviously, the others have got chances, but these two stand out for me here. So, worthy favourite, definitely Fastidious, but I'm just going to take him on here with the unlucky and hopefully fortune-turning horse, Elusive in Paris.
Yeah, he's well handicapped, isn't he? £10 below his last winning mark, so if he could just eke out that little bit more, he'd win this, wouldn't he?
It's just basically dropping him on the line.
Yeah,
I think that the jockeys have been getting there too soon on him, and he's been in front with a furlong to run and almost started to stargaze a little bit. I think Nama Kull will go out there with ice in his britches and hopefully literally lead inside the last 100 yards on him.
Okay. The 7:35 is race 4 on the card. This is the Elusive Pimpernel Maiden, which is over a mile, and Arif heads the betting at even money and has been spotted from 11 to 10 this morning. Yulong Zhongfen is 6-1, 7s for Behind Bars. Adventure Man is 15-2, 14s for Magic Kitten and Song of Love and Lifting Me Higher, and then 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Arif has obvious claims here, and he made his debut over 7 furlongs about a month ago, finished 2nd on that occasion, staying on late when the penny dropped. Step up to mile should suit. On breeding, probably get further as well. And he's got leading claims here, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he's going to be one of the most strongly backed horses on the card here tonight. He's even money with him hill, but I see this horse going off sort of around the 8 to 11, 4 to 6 mark. So if you can get the even money, I think you'd certainly be being ahead of the game. He ran a race befitting of most of Mickey Halford's here at this venue, how they shape on their first starts. They always look as though they're clueless, in need of a run, and any horse that manages to finish in the first three has obviously got to be upgraded, and this horse certainly did that. Courtesy of a good run behind Emperor Bob, who was a bit of a shock winner for the Davy My Name Stable, but there was no fluke about it. And the way he kept on for pressure late on suggests that he'd certainly be running sooner rather than later. He's had a month to get over that run. It's not a particularly strong maiden either, looking at it. Obviously, there are one or two interesting horses in there. Yulong Zhongfen as well, who ran last week in a decent time race, have got each-way claims, along with Behind Bars, who wasn't given the most hardest of rides first time up behind Sergeant Rock. And we also got Adventureman as well as having its first run on this surface for Edward Lynham. He could also be dangerous as well. So there are horses in with a chance, and that there is a bit of opposition against Arif, but it is all about Mickey Halford's colt by Nayef. He looked a nice horse on debut. The step up in triple definitely suit him. And as most of Mickey Halford's horses, their graph goes in an upward curve. I expect this horse to justify favouritism.
Okay, Arif to justify favouritism in the 7.35. The 8.05 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a handicap for four-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. It's over a mile. And Sister Slough is the 92 favourite. 5-1 for Basilica. Fairy Foxglove, sixes with Gold Tantrum. Nora Star is 8-1, but that one is a reserve. 14s into 10s for Settle for Red. Merry Mast is 11-1. With Rota Baron, and it's 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open handicap this, Andy. What do you like in the 8.05?
Yeah, this one's the hardest race on the card, as the morning prices suggest. 5-1 the field, pretty much across the board. Loads of horses can be given claims on their best runs, and a lot of them are here, actually come here off the back of decent efforts as well, adding further complexity to this already difficult race. Sister Slough finally managed to get her head in front last time out, certainly wasn't winning out of turn. Chance that that horse can follow up as well, beating obviously of course Basilica and the unlucky in running Gold Tantrum. I'll get on to her claims in a second or two. And also Fairy Foxglove as well, another horse that has been a regular placed horse in recent times. Her third behind Ninny OK last week certainly suggested she maintains her good form and well-being. I think 6-1 for her is a decent each-way price. But there is a horse lurking down the at bigger prices, down the foot of the weight, so I think will run another smashing race here at Dundalk, and that's Rota Baron. The horse has had three runs here at Dundalk, and every single time has managed to hit the frame. Although it was only fourth last time out, it was still a good run, and an eye-catching run at that as well. It was in that race that Fairy Foxglove was third behind Ninny OK, and the way that this horse came home in the first time hood certainly suggested he's going to be dangerous here tonight. That was his first run for a while, and with that run under his belt, it's easy to see why Rota Baron here can be very strongly fancied, particularly at his morning odds around about 11-12-1. So in a wide open race where there's loads and loads to be fancied, Basilica again is another horse we should mention, along with Gold Tantrum. I'm going to take a chance with Rota Baron each way.
Okay, Rota Baron each way in the 8.05, and on to the penultimate race this evening, which is the 8.35. This is a handicap over a mile and a half for four-year-olds and older that are rated 47-65. Cannon Law is the 4-1 market leader this morning. Sevens for Well Insured, Eloge, and House Limit. 8-1 for Radari, Glass and Lad, and that's ours. 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Cannon Law heads the market, a good second behind pretty decent, well, very solid yardstick in the shape of Sharjah last time. Andy, is that probably the best form on offer here?
Yeah, that was an excellent run by Cannon Law. This one's been a bit of a head scratcher for me over the course of the all-weather series. First time it ran over 5 furlongs for New Connections. Quite an incredible setup, really, considering the horses are at least a mile and a quarter horse. It certainly was anyway when with Luca Kamani in his days over here in the UK. And then since they've stepped it up in trip, obviously looked a totally different animal. Ran a smashing race last week, as you said, behind the ever lovable and wildly consistent Sharjah, who just seems to go from strength to strength. And if that horse can repeat that here, with obviously Keith Moriarty taking a valuable 10 off a mark technically 56, he's surely got to go close here. There's no Sharjah in this race. So it looks pretty much the obvious one to be with here, around about the 4-1 mark. It's just whether you believe in that form, of course. But there are several others in with chances as well. Of course, Well Insured has got to be a mention. He's been around the block a little while, this 11-year-old, but he still runs to a fairly consistent level here at Dundalk, and there was no denying him last time out when he came from a long way off the pace. He didn't get the clearance of runs either that night, so he did really well to dead heat with Armed Guard. Not particularly strong form, and he doesn't win very often, but he's certainly got to be a consideration. Another one to mention as well is Eloge, a horse that went to the Horses in Training sale as well, but unfortunately nobody horse bought this in. I think it was up for around about $3,000 or $4,000, and nobody dipped their hand in the pocket, so Andrew Oliver's kept this filly, largely due to the fact that I think she moved really badly in that sale. She didn't look like the sweetest of horses, certainly from a well-being point of view. But she definitely got plenty of ability, and if she hadn't have jumped up in the air coming out the stalls last time out, I think she would have been a serious factor. So this race is fairly easy to work out. If Callan Law is anywhere near that form that he was last week beyond Sharjah, he should go very close to taking this. And 4-1 doesn't look a bad each-way price.
Okay. Callan Law each way then in the 8:35. The final race this evening is the 9:05. We finish here with a maiden over a mile and a quarter, and Viaduct's Joey Heads the betting at 2-1. Sixes for On the Motorway, and that's been back from nines. 7-1 for Mountain King. 13 Diamonds is also sevens. 15-2 for Smiler from 9-1. Nines for Chasing Waterfalls on the slide from sixes. 9-1 for Rock of Glenstyle, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Interesting movement in the betting there, Andy, because Viaduct's Joey finished third in a mile and a half maiden at Dundalk last time we saw him 2 weeks ago. In front of him was On the Motorway, who finished second, and the market speaking favourably for that one, nines into sixes. Do you see that form being confirmed, as the market suggests?
Well, I'm amazed that Viaduct Joey so short here. I certainly think he's got to be up with the market leaders, because you know he's run well twice already, but he is very, very slow, incredibly one-paced, and you know, on the evidence of what we saw here last time out, I don't think he's absolutely guaranteed to turn the form around. And on the motorway, he'll probably be even more of a benefit dropping back down in trip than Viaduct Joey was. Viaduct Joey was doing all his best work late on, so dropping back down in a furlong and a half, I'm not absolutely convinced that Terence O'Brien's charge is A, going to be on the motorway, and B, he's going to justify his desperately skinny price at 2-1. I think I won't say he's a joke price, but he's certainly one of the most weak valued horses on the card. I really do like this race because if you sort of like look at maidens and sectional times and work out who's good against what, then there is a horse in this particular race that I think could improve wildly off the back of just one run, and it was an eye-catching run at that as well. It also came on the same night that Viaduct Joey and On the Motorway contested that mile and a half maiden. And the horse I'm going to put forward here is Mr. Royale, who run in a mile maiden earlier on in the card. It was a race that was won by Robin's Choice. There were several fancied horses in that race that got good form. And considering this horse is a 20-1 no-hoper, I thought he did some really nice late work in the final dying embers of that race. He went through the long pretty strong. Certainly not under a vigorous ride. Emmett McNamara was at pains to give this horse a gentler time as he possibly could, a good introduction. He certainly looked as though, A, he'd taken to the surface, and B, he'd certainly appreciate a step up in trip in time. And, of course, next run here is over 2.5 furlongs further. So I do think this horse is certainly underestimated here in the last. These sectional times were much, much better than Viaduct Joey and On the Motorway from 6 furlongs out and 3 furlongs out. In fact, he came home a good 15-20 lengths quicker than the other race. So I think he's got a massive chance here. He's been putting an incredible 12-1 this morning. I think this horse will go off way, way shorter. I think I predict he'll be half those odds. I think he'll be around about a 6 or 7-1 chance on the bell. Not that many can be fancied here in the last race, but certainly Mr. Raw can be. And I rate him probably the best bet on the card.
Okay, interesting stuff. Best bet on the card this evening is Mr. Royale in the lucky last. Let's just have a quick summary of all your selections, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, not a particularly strong card here tonight at Dundalk. I'm clutching at straws in some of the races, but I haven't got a overly strong view from a betting perspective. Certainly think your pal Tal, however, will book that notion anyway in the first race. I think he's a good strong bet to get the card off and running for favourite backers. I'd probably bet 2 against the field in the 6:35. Show card has to be one of those, given that he's gone to a trainer who knows a thing or two about this all-weather scene here at Dundalk. And the other one is Surrey Pinker, ran well here last week. The 7:05 looks to be between the two in-form horses, Fastidious and the bottom one, Elusive in Paris. And I'll just slightly favour Michael Grassick's unlucky six-year-old. 7:35, again, another short one here in the shape of Arif, but everything about his run here the other day smacked of a horse who's, you know, almost certain to step up and take a race of this nature next time out. 8:05, a really difficult one for punters here. My two against the field would be Rota Baron, who's my number one choice, and Gold Tantrum, who was a bit unlucky here the last day. 8:35, again, another tough old race, but Cannon Law ran a blinder here last week in a much better race than this, and he certainly deserves to be favourite. And then getting on to the best sort of value-seeking mission in the last race, and that falls in the shape of Mr. Royale, who ran a blinder here, really under the radar, over in a decent mile at maiden last week, or 2 weeks ago. And I rate him the best bet on the card at 12-1 each way.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Well done, pal. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.